Okay, so who is Jesus? What we're going to do now is we're going to play some more fun, so it's going to be a fantastic morning. Can I ask the Wayfarers to come out and also Emily? We're going to give some balloons out. So if the three Wayfarers can come out the front and Emily. So we'll have to bear with us for a moment. We're going to give some balloons out and then we're going to have some music. We're going to knock these balloons round, but there's some special words that have been written on the balloons. Yeah, by all means, start playing with the balloons already. I don't want any burst, if you can help it, because they've all got unique words on. Right, if you start knocking them around, no hogging the balloons, please. Right, we're going to stop the music, and whoever's got the balloon, if you just hold the balloon. So whoever, if you've got one, if you can hold on to it, please. Right, so that warmed everyone up, didn't it? Okay, so what we're going to do, I'll work my way from front to back. Hey. Someone hold the balloon? Yeah. David, you started a lot of trouble there, didn't you? Okay, so the first one then. Would you like to read out what it says on the balloon?
Bread of life.
Bread of life, that's right. So one name for Jesus in John's Gospel. Bread of life, someone who sustains us. Right, what's the next one say?
Good Shepherd.
Good Shepherd, that's another name for Jesus. That's from John as well. Guides us and takes care of us. So we've got two here.
The way, the truth and the life.
The way, the truth and the life, so that's someone to follow. The only way to go to be with God, the creator of all things. What's the next one?
Son of God.
So, Son of God, holy, but yet to live and die as we all do. But he came to live and show us how to live our lives. We've got two here.
Three.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, that means, anyone know what that means? God is with us, that's right.
Source of God's creation.
This is in Revelation. This means that Jesus is the most important person ever.
Alpha and Omega.
Does anyone know what that means, Alpha and Omega? Anyone? Any of the adults? Beginning and the end, that's right. Right, Gideon.
The Word.
The Word, okay. This is in John's Gospel as well. This means that Jesus sustains and guides us.
Light of the world.
Light of the world. Brings hope and protection, takes away bad things. George.
Lamb of God.
Lamb of God. Oh, did you? All right, yeah. Lamb of God, he died for us.
Christ.
Well, this is a bit more complicated, this one. This is the Greek translation of Messiah. Someone to make things better, to bring in a new society by way of humble service and obedience to God's will. Have I missed anyone? Oh, I've got one here. Here we go. Oh, it's a difficult word, isn't it?
Deliverer.
Deliverer. This is in Romans. In the New Testament, Jesus will save us from the bad things we get involved with or deliver us from evil. There's one here. Karen's got one.
Messiah.
Messiah. I mentioned this earlier because it's the Greek translation is Christ. Someone to make things better, to bring in a new society. Oh, Melvin's got one.
Holy One.
Holy One, that's right, yep. Holy One, someone to be worshipped. And just one more, isn't there? Oh, two more. What's that one say? Saviour of the world. Well, say no more, really. It's quite clear. And True Vine. true vine, or Jesus brings life to us all. It's in John's Gospel as well. So you can take those balloons home. I haven't missed anyone, have I? No? Good. So, we're all here today for, hopefully, to celebrate the 129th anniversary, but for all different reasons as well. But we are all here in one way or other to be Jesus' disciples, from the smallest and the youngest to the biggest and the eldest of you all. We're all here to be Jesus' disciples. Now, God has a job for each and every one of us, to do the best we can with our lives and also to serve him. So it could be reading out some words on a balloon. It could be doing a reading as Clodagh did so well a few minutes ago. Or it could be leading the church, or a church, or becoming a minister, or being involved in health work or something like that. So God has a job for each and every one of us, and he really wants us to do the best that we can in our lives. Now, do you ever feel sad or angry when you see something bad happening? Do you get sad or angry? Well, you are close to God when that happens, because God gets sad and angry as well. You are in God's hands when you are angry with maybe the racial or social injustices that you see. So you're close to God, and God is close to you when you feel sadness in that way. Excuse me. We here in our church can help this week in particular in helping people who are in need with Christian Aid Week, which starts today. And I know Laura would appreciate some additional help, because we've got three roads that we haven't got collectors for at the moment. So you can help this week in particular with Christian Aid. And to finish off, I ask you to remember at least one of the names on the balloons. Excuse me. And also, think of Jesus and focus on Jesus and accept him into your lives, because he's the most important man that ever lived and ever lives. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, your lives will change and your lives will become much more fulfilled if you follow him. As I say, there are important jobs for you all, both young and old alike, in the church.
How do we respond to various situations in our lives? Who follows football here? Only a few of you, right? Who actually goes to games? Yeah, a few. Okay, the team you support scores. How do you respond? That's right, yes, yeah. If you're like me, you're up out off your seat and you're clapping and cheering. Yep, right. Who has a pet? Right, ooh, about a third, maybe half of the congregation, right. Yep. Well, imagine you had a pet. Let's think of a dog. And you care for it, you feed it, you take it for walks, you play with it. And very sadly, your dog dies. How do you think you're going to respond? How will you feel? Yes. You'll bury it. Well, yes. Yeah, yeah. But how will you feel? Margaret.
Very sad, very tearful.
Exactly, yeah, very sad, very tearful, and you'll cry. Yes, yeah. Right. Who's got exams coming up? All right, some of you, yes. Right. And do you want to get good marks? Yes, I'm glad to hear that. So, How are you going to respond? What are you going to do to get good marks? Yes. Oh, this is dancing, right. So you're going to keep your feet in the right place for dancing, yes. Yeah?
Good
handwriting, that's important, yes.
Revise,
yes, that's right, revise, yes. Exactly. Revise, work, and do your best. And you can't do any more, can you? All you can do is revise, work hard, and do your best. So, well, how do we respond then to Jesus? Think of our reading from John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. Jesus said he was going to prepare a place for us in heaven. He didn't use the word heaven. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And by that, he meant heaven. And, well, when we die, we all want to go to a place that's good and loving, don't we? And Jesus says he's going to prepare that place for us. He also says that he's the way to God. Well, God made this world. He gave us life. He loves the world. And he loves all people. And so, how would we want to respond? Well, we'd want to know God more. We'd want to love him more. And we'd want to experience more of his love. And in our reading, Jesus says that we should respond by trusting and believing. The first verse in that reading says, trust in God always, trust also in me. So Jesus is calling us as Christians to respond to God by trusting and believing in him and in Jesus. Sometimes I travel on the Liverpool Street to Enfield Town line, and I get on the line at Seven Sisters. Well, if you ever get on the railway line there, you'll know that two different trains stop there. One's going to Enfield Town and one's going to Cheshunt. Well, I always want the Enfield Town stop because I live near there. I don't want the Cheshunt because that would take me right out of my way. So what I do is I look at the destination board on the platform and I wait for it to come up Enfield Town. And I also look at the front of the train because it tells you where it's going. And I look for Enfield Town. And then when Enfield Town comes up, I get on that train. And so I trust the destination board on the platform and the destination sign on the front of the train. And Jesus asks us to trust him, to believe in him, to trust God, to believe in God. And trust in Christian terms also means following Jesus, modeling our lives on his life and on his values. And so, how do we respond to Jesus? We trust in him and we believe in him. Thank you for your help.